Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Monday, October 29th, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, we discuss the world of sports with a dose of common sense. We actually just prefer to laugh at the sports world whenever possible, and believe me, a lot of times it is possible. Hey, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're able to get away from work for a few days and enjoy some time off. You know, we all have to start somewhere. And right now, we are starting this week on this Monday, right here, right now. But you might not realize that on this date, October 29th, clear back in the year 1960, a young kid by the name of Cassius Clay fought his very first professional fight of his long, obviously distinguished career. He won a decision over a guy by the name of Tony Hunsaker. He won a decision in that 6-round fight. And I mean, honestly, you watch the fight, he gave no indication of what it was that he was going to become later on in the future. Of course, he would eventually change his name to Muhammad Ali. He would go on to a 56-5 professional record and is now recognized as one of the greatest fighters in the history of sports. One of the biggest and most recognizable names on the planet Earth, Muhammad Ali. But I mean, who knew that? Clear back when he wins that decision against a guy named Tony Hunsaker. I mean, so you just never know. So it might be Monday today. Maybe you're not feeling like much. You might feel like it's just another week. Hey, we've all got to start somewhere. So let's go out. Let's beat Tony Hunsaker this week and move on to bigger and better things. Now, if you'd like to contact the show, maybe let us know how, I don't know, Tony Hunsaker is going to knock you out today. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or feel free to go over and find us on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got a list you'd like us to cover. Maybe you've got a suggestion. Maybe you've got a comment. We do get a lot of snarky comments on Twitter, on Facebook. We do get a number of people commenting to us. But if you have something you'd like to cover, feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you. Now, today on the show, like we do on many Mondays, you know, we spent all weekend watching sports. So on Mondays, we like to take a look back at some of the things that we learned from watching those sports. Don't just want to sit on the couch, have our brains empty out, and not get anything from it. There is just way too much to be picked up when we watch all these things. Never want to just watch sports without trying to learn something from it. We were able to learn a number of things this weekend in sports. And where else could we get started but in Major League Baseball? Because over the weekend, we learned that after a wild weekend of games, the Boston Red Sox have won their fourth World Series title in the past 15 years, beating Los Angeles Dodgers 4-1. Here is a clip of that final out from Fox.
From the top on down, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series! 5-1 the final tonight!
Hey, you know, we saw it all over this weekend in the World Series. That 18-inning marathon on Friday night that the Dodgers actually won. The huge comeback by the Red Sox on Saturday night when they were down 4-0 and came back not just to win the game, but to blow LA out 9-6. And then, of course, last night, the Red Sox pretty much just dominated all night. They win 5-1. They're just so good. There are no weaknesses on that team. Good pitching, good bullpen, so much firepower in the lineup, so many different guys that can make huge clutch plays when they need to. First baseman Steve Pierce was named the series MVP. He had 3 huge home runs. He had 8 RBIs in those 5 games. I am going to do something right now. It's going to pain me to do it, but I'm going to do it anyways. Ugh, here goes. Congrats to the Boston Red Sox. Ugh, and this is going to be tougher. And congrats, yes, to Boston fans everywhere. You're always the epitome of class and good sportsmanship and nice people. And congrats to you. Finally, things are starting to break your way. Ugh. Hey, coming back, we still have a ton to get to. We saw a number of interesting things in the NFL. We learned some things from college football. No, it wasn't a huge weekend of marquee matchups in college football, but we saw some serious shakeups and we saw a few surprising performances in the NFL. We've still got to get to all that after this. So let's continue with what we learned this weekend in sports and moving over to the NFL. You know, we learned that no matter how much they tell you, and no matter how smart you think you are, and no matter how often we think we know a little bit better than everyone else, I'm telling you right now, we've talked about it here before on The Dose, you are taking your life in your hands when you bet on sports, and we saw it yesterday in the NFL. On Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams were favored by 7.5 points at home over the Green Bay Packers. They trailed most all of the day, but after taking a late lead by just 2 points, the Rams take over the ball on a fumble, and they're looking to just run out the clock when Rams running back Todd Gurley breaks through the line, and he has a touchdown. That's going to push the lead to 9 and cover the spread. But Gurley, being a veteran, being a smart player, knowing, hey, anything can happen if we give the ball back to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Gurley decides, you know what? I'm not going to score the touchdown. I'm going to kneel down. I'm going to lay on the ball. We're going to run out this clock, not score the touchdown, and we're not going to give you another chance. We're going to win this game. Hey, smart move by Todd Gurley to do it. Unless you had money riding on the point spread. That is why betting is so dangerous. I know everyone thinks that they're going to beat the house. We say it all the time. The house always wins. And we got another reminder of that on Sunday. They don't build those huge casinos on all of their losings. We did also learn that as much as the experts want to keep telling us again and again and again that Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston is a franchise quarterback, he keeps showing us week after week after week, yeah, he's not a franchise guy. Of course, we all know Jameis Winston was suspended for the first 3 weeks of this season. Backup Ryan Fitzpatrick, he came in for those first 3 weeks. He played pretty good football. We know those first 2 weeks especially, he looked really, really good. But we also know that Ryan Fitzpatrick, he can't continue that type of pace. He's just not that guy. And of course, he didn't. So Fitzpatrick crashes back to earth, and the first chance they get, Tampa Bay went back to Jameis Winston. And what were we hearing from all the talking hairdos and all the so-called experts? Hey, we can look at Ryan Fitzpatrick and we can hope he's going to be better than he is. But the fact is, Jameis Winston is a top draft pick. Jameis Winston is a franchise quarterback. Jameis Winston is a cornerstone of this Tampa Bay franchise. We keep hearing it. We've been hearing it for years. But here's something I want you to think about. Remember back, what was that, 2014? And then the bowl games, I think, were 2015. And Jameis Winston was at Florida State. No, I'm not talking about whatever happened with that girl in the cab. And no, I'm not talking about him yelling that stuff in the commons. And no, I'm not talking about him shooting whatever he was doing with a BB gun. I don't know. I'm talking about back in 2014 when Florida State kept being voted number one week after week after week, basically for no reason. It was basically just based on how much potential everyone thought they had. Even though they never really did anything to prove themselves worthy of a top ranking, everyone kept saying, no, Florida State is the top team. Trust us. I know they're not playing anyone. They are the top team because Jameis Winston is a superstar. Sure enough, what happened? Florida State went to the college football playoff, got beat like a drum by Oregon. Hey, We can kid ourselves all we want to. That is who Jameis Winston is. Yes, he has a ton of tools. He looks like he should be a franchise quarterback. He fills out a uniform just fine. But he never makes the plays that a franchise quarterback makes. He always seems to make the biggest error at the most crucial time in a game. So on Sunday, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sitting at a 3-3 record on the season, they are on the road in Cincinnati. They need a win. So what does Jameis Winston do? Goes out and has a big game and comes home with a victory, right? No, he goes out and he has 4 interceptions. He spots the Cincinnati Bengals a 27-6 lead before Tampa finally pulls Jameis, benches him, puts Fitzpatrick back in the lineup. And what happens? The Bucs promptly come back and actually took the game to overtime after being down 27-6 before finally losing in overtime to Cincinnati. Hey, you can keep telling me all you want. Jameis is just better than Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick is a journeyman quarterback. But I have 3 or 4 years of evidence to prove Jameis isn't a franchise quarterback. And honestly, he's no better than Fitzpatrick. In fact, I think right now, he's actually worse than Fitzpatrick. And I'm not saying Fitzpatrick is great. I'm no big supporter of him. I'm just saying Jameis Winston has a history, has a record of being erratic and being inconsistent. I would pull the plug on that guy. You know, we also learned in the NFL that the Seattle Seahawks, I don't know how, but they're somehow still in the hunt for a playoff spot. And honestly, I give them a ton of credit. I make fun of Pete Carroll a lot here on the Daily Dose, and with good reason, because I think he's a moron. But I give him some credit for what Seattle is doing this year. I wasn't one of those that actually thought Seattle would totally bottom out, but I thought they'd take a huge step back. On Sunday, Seattle went to Detroit, got a win against what has been lately a pretty feisty Lions team. Seattle wins the game 28-14. And no, Seattle hasn't beaten anyone of significance yet. And I think they're actually getting ready to go through a bit of a rough stretch, but who would have thought 7 games in, the Seattle Seahawks would be 4-3 right now? I didn't. I thought they would probably be more of a 3-4, maybe even a 2-5 sort of situation. But on Sunday, Russell Wilson throws 3 touchdowns, and the Seattle Seahawks defense, a defense that has had to be rebuilt, forced 3 turnovers by the Lions to get the win. Like I said, Seattle hasn't beaten anyone this year. So far this season, they have beaten Dallas, Arizona, Oakland, and now Detroit. Not exactly murderer's row. Like, those are seriously a few of the worst teams in the entire league. I have some bad news for Seattle, though. I didn't expect you to be here, but here are your next 4 games. Chargers, Rams, Packers, Panthers. So, congrats. Nice job. You're winning some games. Right now, you're still in the thick of a playoff hunt. And yet, we could see that all end very, very soon. So what I'm saying is enjoy it, Seahawks fan, while you can, because it might be coming to an end very quickly. We also learned on Sunday that a Pittsburgh Steelers running back put up 100 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns in 3 consecutive games. Now, who could have possibly done this in a Steelers uniform? I mean, was it Franco Harris? No. Maybe Jerome Bettis? No. Had to be Le'Veon Bell, right? No. We don't have any idea what in the world Le'Veon Bell is doing, but James Conner set a career high on Sunday with 146 yards and 2 touchdowns on just 24 carries. Conner is the NFL's first running back to rush for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in 3 straight games since Chris Johnson did it back in 2009. The Steelers on Sunday beat the Cleveland Browns 33-18. And yes, they still have some flaws. No question about that. But they're starting to look like a team that is putting some things together this season. The Steelers have now won 3 games in a row. At 4-2-1, they are actually on top of the AFC North, a division that honestly I can't even figure out anymore. Hey, I don't know if Le'Veon Bell is coming back. I have no idea what is going on. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are battling, and at least right now, I mean, hold on for dear life, because we know it could end at any second. The Pittsburgh Steelers are relatively drama-free.
What?
I know. Who saw that coming? That never happens. right now, it seems like the Pittsburgh Steelers have kind of buckled down. They've gotten focused, and they're saying, here's what we can control. We're just going to worry about that. Well played. Nice job, Mike Tomlin. We don't always see you seem to pull things together, but it looks like right now the Steelers are doing some things the right way. Finally, we learned that the city of Los Angeles apparently had some pretty bad traffic yesterday. I know. How can you even tell, right? Well, on Sunday, the city of Los Angeles actually did something pretty historic. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, via the Los Angeles Times, never before have teams from all five major professional U.S. sports league, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and the NHL all played in the same metropolitan area on the same day. But that actually happened yesterday in Los Angeles. They're calling it the Sports Equinox. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. Because yesterday, in LA, the Los Angeles Kings hosted the New York Rangers in the NHL. The Los Angeles Rams hosted the Green Bay Packers in the NFL. The Los Angeles Galaxy hosted the Houston Dynamo in Major League Soccer. Of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers hosted the Boston Red Sox in the MLB World Series. And then the Los Angeles Clippers hosted the Washington Wizards in the NBA last night. So yesterday, if you were trying to travel around the LA area, just, I don't know, Southern California in general, you probably weren't going anywhere because of all the traffic that is always there anyway. It was probably a little more intense yesterday. I mean, when you think of traffic out in Southern California, it is pretty awesome to know that I can actually fly from Denver to Los Angeles faster than you can drive from Los Angeles to, say, Beverly Hills a few blocks away. And the crazy thing about all these things happening in Los Angeles, taking place in LA, all these sporting events on the same day, is that half of the people going to the games aren't even supporting the LA team. It's the visiting fans that are going to these games. I mean, you can see that at the games. I'm watching the Rams-Packers game yesterday. Did you see how many Packers fans were at that game yesterday? One half of the stadium looked like it was Packers fans, and it's really, really easy to spot. Like, it's not hard to tell which fans are supporting which team. For one, you can just look at them and just see on their face, no plastic surgery, you must be from out of town. No brand new Los Angeles sports team jersey, you must be from out of town. Because we know LA fans have to pick up their jersey on the way in, because, I mean, otherwise they don't have one. And you can usually kind of tell, like, LA fan or not, like, oh, you're not orange from getting beat down by the sun every day? Yeah, you're probably from out of town, too. I spot you. You're not from LA. You're a visiting fan. You can tell. You have to be from out of town. It's not that hard to tell. But we saw a historical sports moment yesterday, though, as the city of Los Angeles hosted all of those games all on the same day, and I'll bet the gridlock in that town was absolutely horrifying. If I know anything about LA, I'll bet that was rough yesterday. Speaking of that NBA, we learned something over the weekend. We learned that despite what Cleveland Cavaliers big man Tristan Thompson told us, the Cleveland Cavaliers are not, in fact, the team to beat in the NBA Eastern Conference.
What?
I know. I'm as shocked as you are. I mean, that is surprising. It was just like a month ago. Tristan Thompson came out and said, hey, I know everybody is anointing all these other teams in the East. Don't forget about us. We are the big dog. I don't know if you realize this, but we, the Cleveland Cavaliers, have gone to the NBA Finals for four straight years. Are you forgetting that? Did you forget that the Cleveland Cavaliers have been the NBA Eastern Conference title holders for the past 4 years? You must have forgot that. No, we actually didn't forget that. We actually remembered something a little more important than you did, Tristan. On Sunday, after starting the season 0-6, the Cavs fired their head coach, Tyronn Lue. They have named Larry Drew now their interim head coach. I mean, it is kind of crazy to think about, though, isn't it? Tyronn Lue has actually taken the Cavaliers to three straight NBA Finals appearances. You'll remember the other one was under David Blatt. And Tyronn Lue won 128 games while he was in Cleveland. Wait a second. I'm thinking about that now. That wasn't Tyronn Lue. That was LeBron James that did those things. I mean, Lue was there, I think. Wasn't he there? I think he was there. I'm pretty sure over the last three seasons, Tyronn Lue has been there. Don't hold me to that. But I think he was. I think I sort of remember him being there. But I'm pretty sure LeBron James is the guy that actually coached those teams to the finals three straight years and won 128 games or whatever. But like I said, prior to the season, Tristan Thompson was telling us that the Cavs were still the team to beat. You know, I'm starting to think about this now. You don't think that living with those Kardashian women maybe affected Tristan Thompson's judgment at all, do you? Like, maybe he's not that logical or that rational anymore after living with those devil women. Do you think that had any effect on him? Yeah, you know what? I do too. I'm glad we agree. Hey, coming back, college football saw some new blood moving up into the top 25 rankings this week, and we learned that there is one quarterback out there might have put himself back into the Heisman conversation, and he may have put his team back in the playoff picture. Hey, just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping you need to do, and I hate to bring this up, I really do, but Christmas is coming quickly. I know you don't want to think about that, but it is coming quickly. You might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. November's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Laboratory. Some truths can only be found under a microscope. Countless experiments in the Loot Crate Laboratory have yielded a collection of cutting-edge gear that exists beyond mortality. Are you ready for the next step? Hey, November's Loot Crate theme features items from BioShock, Westworld, and Better Call Saul. But if none of those franchises interest you, remember, you can go to Loot Crate. You can choose from a huge selection of crates. You can pick a monthly subscription of crates that you can order or skip every single month if you like what they're offering. Or you can just go over to Loot Crate and pick individual items to order. And trust me, they have just about any franchise you can think of. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just be sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order just as a little thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose each and every day. So continuing with what we learned from the weekend in the world of college football, we didn't have a huge weekend. Like, there weren't a lot of top-ranked teams facing top-ranked teams. But we still did see a pretty significant shakeup in those top 25 standings. And maybe that is just a testament to where college football is at this year, because we have some weird things going on in college football this year. While all the top teams pretty much stayed the same, we saw this weekend a record 7 teams going from unranked to ranked. That is actually the most since the AP poll expanded to 25 teams back in 1989. Yeah, for a weekend when there weren't all these huge matchups, saw a lot of movement. Also, we saw 11 ranked teams losing. That is the most since November 26, 2016, and 8 of those ranked teams lost to unranked teams. That is also a record for the top 25 era. Now, look at some of the teams that have now somehow climbed into the top 25. It's a little bit surprising. Syracuse is ranked for the first time since 2001. Oh yeah, we all expected Syracuse to be really good this year, didn't we? Virginia is ranked for the first time since 2011. Talked about it a little bit on Friday. Houston faced South Florida and beat South Florida. They come in at number 17. They haven't been ranked since 2016. Utah State is ranked for the first time since 2016 as well. They come in at number 18. Number 20, Fresno State. They were ranked briefly last season, but hey, who expects Fresno to be ranked ever in college football? But they are in the top 25 right now at number 20. Like I said, we didn't have a lot of top-ranked matchups, but we saw some crazy movement in these polls. Might have to talk a little bit about teams moving around on the Dose tomorrow. Just real quick, while I have your attention, no, we didn't have a lot of marquee matchups this last weekend. I am telling you right now, it is coming. You want a huge weekend of college football? It is coming this coming weekend. We are going to have some major, major matchups. Block out your Saturday. Your Saturday needs to be reserved for sitting in front of a television and taking in as much college football as you possibly can, because we have a huge weekend of college football coming to you. We'll be talking about that throughout the week. And of course, we will preview it on Friday. Just want to give you that heads up, though. We did also learn that the Georgia Bulldogs and starting quarterback Jake Fromm bounced back from getting dominated against LSU 2 weeks ago. The Bulldogs thumped the Florida Gators on Saturday 36-17, and a lot of what they did was primarily on the arm of quarterback Jake Fromm. He's been struggling a little bit this season, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because he's got a pretty good backup behind him, and maybe he's looking over his shoulder, but Fromm hasn't looked great. He's been very, very inconsistent. He may have put himself back into the Heisman conversation with that win on Saturday, though. We know right now, looking at the Heisman, hey, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, that is his award to lose at the moment. But on Saturday against the Florida Gators, Jake Fromm went 17-24. He had 240 yards. He threw 3 touchdowns. And one of the biggest key statistics in that game was the fact that Georgia went 8 of 14 on third downs. And a number of those were third and more than 8-10 yards. So Fromm was going down the field, which it kind of seems like he's been inconsistent in doing this season. Now, sitting at number 6 in those polls, Georgia, they're in a pretty good position. They can win the SEC East. Just don't stumble. Don't have any dumb losses. And if they win the SEC East, you would think they're going to be facing Alabama and Tua Tagovailoa in that SEC championship game, wouldn't you? That is as big of a stage as you can ask for. If you are Georgia, I know you had the loss to LSU. It's not a horrible loss. The table is set for you to accomplish whatever you want this year. Want a national title that you just missed on last year? Hey, it's all laid out there for you. You control your own destiny. We'll see if Georgia can stay on track after that big win against a rivalry in Florida on Saturday. Finally, one crazy story we have coming out in the world of college basketball. And college basketball is officially starting in about a week. They're playing some exhibition games. They're playing some preseason games right now. But regular season games are coming very, very soon. But over the weekend, we did learn that at Iona University, a small Catholic college up in the New York area, apparently, they take their academics very, very seriously. Like, do not mess around with your academics if you are an athlete up at Iona. Because it seems that last week, senior forward Roland Griffin got into a physical confrontation, not with another player, not with a teammate, not with another student, with assistant coach Garfield Johns over Griffin's performance in the classroom. It seems he was having some sort of an issue with the tutor, and the assistant coach got mad about it. Griffin ended up punching Johns, but said he only did it in self-defense, and that Johns tried to wrestle me down after a face-to-face verbal confrontation in the locker room. Here's what Griffin said. It was really heated. He eventually grabbed me by the jacket and tried to throw me down on the ground physically. We were against the locker. Wrestling against the locker, he was grabbing me and holding me. He tried to wrestle me down. I ended up on top. I'm not going to let another man physically do that to me. I punched him 4 or 5 times. Then I stopped. Now, according to the report, why am I laughing? Is this funny? I don't know. It's funny to me. Johns was hospitalized with a head injury after the altercation. He was later released and he has yet to return to work. Griffin, who last season averaged 11 points and 5 rebounds per game, has been kicked off the team. Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it? Now I'm just going to say this. And like I said, I don't know why I'm laughing. There are a number of lessons I feel like to be learned here, though. First, average closer to 20 points. Better chance you're not going to get kicked off. 11 points, I mean, he's okay. He's getting double digits, but I mean, let's be honest. He's not leading us to March Madness or anything. Yeah, kick him out. No big deal. Second, punching an assistant coach in the head, like you would think it might get you some playing time. It doesn't usually get you as much playing time as you think. Like you kind of map this out. What could I do to maybe get a little more tick in the game? I want to get some playing time. Like I want more minutes. I could work on my game. Yeah, it's always good. I could maybe stay after practice, put up some more shots, maybe really get in the weight room, get stronger. I could work on my academics. I mean, if my academics were better, maybe coach would, you know, kind of be happy about that. Or I could punch an assistant coach in the head. Yeah, that never works as good as it sounds like it's going to. I know in your head, sounded like a good idea, didn't quite work in real life. Lastly, and this might be the most important lesson of all, it doesn't make any difference who is right or wrong in these situations. And honestly, I don't know who to believe in this. I mean, the kid says the grown-up attacked me, which is never okay. The kid also said, I punched the grown-up in the head 4 or 5 times. I would think once or twice would have probably been enough. But so I don't know exactly who to believe here. I'm sure this is going to be kind of a he said sort of situation. But it doesn't really matter who's right or wrong in these situations. Here's the thing to remember. The one going to the hospital always seems to get the benefit of the doubt. Think about it. Take a ride in the ambulance. Everyone says, well, he got beat up. He must have been in the right. That guy beat him up. You just look worse. Dude, punch yourself in the face. Go to the hospital yourself. Look what coach did to me. Then everyone's on your side. Now it's kind of like, I don't know, you beat up an assistant coach. It doesn't look great. There's probably plenty of blame to go around. First and foremost, the assistant coach, you're the adult. Act like the adult. You're the person in a position of power. Act like it. So I'm sure there's plenty of blame to go around. But I know this. Iona is not getting off to the best start this season. That much I do know. Everything else, kind of sketchy. Not quite sure about. I know, Iona, you're probably not going to be contending for a spot in March Madness right now. Hey, we've got a very busy week for you here at the Daily Dose. You know, Mondays are always so busy. We do like to talk a little bit more football on Tuesdays. But tomorrow, I want to do something a little bit different than our usual winners and losers. Who has been better than expected so far this season? And who's been worse? Might have to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose on your Monday. For all of you that share the show, it is very, very appreciated. Hey, if you're not subscribed to the Daily Dose, wherever it is that you listen, please click that little follow or subscribe button. Just make sure that you don't miss a single episode. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.